How many of you have ever heard of a guy named Andrew Farley, besides Chad? Somebody that he's acquainted with asked him some questions about this guy, and I did a little bit of checking. He is the lead pastor of the Church of Ecclesia, which is in Texas. He was a professor of linguistics at Notre Dame University and is now a tenured professor at Texas Tech University, as well as pastoring a church. He's also a faculty advisor for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship and involved in speaks at many college outreach things like Campus Crusade and so forth. But he's written a number of books. And let me give you first this statement. And this is in regard to the Sermon on the Mount. He said this: what if today, on this side of the cross, we Christians are supposed to celebrate that we have been made perfectly righteous as a gift by faith in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection? And what if the Sermon on the Mount was intended for the people actually on the Mount? Anything wrong with that? No? Sounds pretty good. Except I believe there's another application to it as well, and that's the millennium. But not bad. But he says this. It's Jesus plus nothing, the 100% natural, no additives. And on the surface, that doesn't sound too bad either. He wrote two books, God Without Religion, and his church is the Church of Ecclesia, the Church Without Religion. That's the name of his church. But then he wrote a book, God Without Religion. And he also wrote The Naked Gospel. And the subtitle is Truth You May Never Hear in Church. And in this book, he starts out by posing five questions to be answered true or false. Number one, Christians should ask God to be forgiven and cleansed of sin. True or false? Right. Yeah. So, we agree on that one. Number two, that's how he answers that one, false. We've already been cleansed of our sin, or forgiven anyway. I guess I would qualify that. I think we still need to confess and a cleansing, but we are forgiven. Our forgiveness, and I agree with him on this, our forgiveness is complete at the cross. There's no more forgiveness to be granted to us as Christians. Number two, when we sin, we are out of fellowship till we repent. Yeah, I would say false as well. And that's what he says. You know. Our relationship with God doesn't change. Fellowship's part of the relationship. So, but anyway, he says false, and I would agree with him on that. All right. Number three, God looks at us as though we are righteous. Okay. Thank you. I might have written that down wrong because it's supposed to be false. Okay. Anyway, number three, or number four, excuse me. The Bible tells us that Christians can obtain rewards in heaven. we may, the Bible tells us we may obtain rewards in heaven. This is where he says false. It says the Bible says nothing about rewards. I know, but that's what he says. Okay. Number five, Christians struggle with sin because of their old sin nature within. Y'all agree that's true? He says false. And this is the thing about this guy. There's some things that he's got right. There's some things that he has right that agree with us, but put us at odds with a lot of Christians as well because of our approach to the Bible, our dispensational approach. But the problem is the things that he gets wrong. You know, the idea that, you know, I'm forgiven in Jesus Christ. He has cleansed me from all of my sins, past, present, and future. I'm already forgiven. It's covered by the blood. But I still need, as 2 Corinthians 7 says, to cleanse myself from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, that I might perfect holiness in the fear of God. He doesn't believe in the need of perfection. He believes we already have that perfection. the idea that there's no rewards to be obtained. Well, yes, there is. The five crowns that are mentioned, and hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Crowns that can be lost. So he messes up in some areas. His part of his teaching is he teaches that our old self is obliterated when we enter Christ, when we get saved. He says that old nature is completely, or he doesn't call it the old nature, but that old self, the old nature is completely destroyed and done away in Christ. That's not true. Romans 7, you know, Paul illustrated the conflict that we have between the new nature and the old nature. You know, I find in me, when I would do good, there is evil present with me. Of course, he says that evil is not me. Well, what is it then? It's in me. If it's not me, what is it? But he carries that a little bit too far. He says it's inaccurate to speak of the Holy Ghost convicting believers. And these are, I didn't read the quotes, but there somebody that reviewed one of his books cited the portions in his books where these particular things were taken out. And he believes that, you know, that there's no need of conviction because there's no sin in me, because I'm perfect. But Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And 1 Thessalonians 5:19 says, quench not the Spirit. Well, what are you quenching the Spirit of if it's not convicting? And, it, you know, I'm sure there's more verses. Those are the ones that I came up with just this afternoon on this. But he goes on, he teaches we are inherently righteous. We are not sinners clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We are righteous to our very core when we get saved, when we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior. He goes on, he says, the Holy Ghost does not dwell in dirty sinners. Didn't Paul say in 2 Corinthians 4:7, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us? Now, maybe I'm stretching it a bit, but what's an earthen vessel? It's dirt, right? And I think the whole point of that verse, what Paul's trying to say is what we are, this earthen vessel, just a pot that God indwells and wants to use, but we're still sinners. Sinners saved by the grace of God, but, you know, still sinners. So there's just a couple of things about this guy that hope that gives you some help in dealing with your friend on that thing, Chad. But the point of this is there's all kinds of error out there. And oftentimes it's hidden in the truth. And his approach and the things that he really stresses initially hook you and pull people in. And they're true and they're denied by most preachers today. But you go to the scriptures and you find out those things are true. But my forgiveness complete in Jesus Christ. And it gets to people questioning everything without examining the scriptures to make sure what that guy is teaching them matches everything in the scriptures. And we just need to be on our guard and watch out for that thing. And Andrew Farley, again, is his name, if you come across that. But hope that's of some benefit to you tonight. Heaven.